It's a cozy Sunday afternoon as I walk into a dimly lit movie theater in Lagos, Nigeria. Already seated are hundreds of guests, including celebrities and members of the press like myself. As I make my way to the empty rows in the middle, I spot a few extra young faces in front, two of which I later learn are part of the cast for the movie about to be screened to a select audience 1 week ahead of its premiere. Popcorn and drink in hand, I settle in my seat beside other adults as the last of the theater lights go off. Then the huge screen lights up as the movie opens up to pre-colonial scenes of Oloibiri, the south-south Nigeria town where crude oil was first discovered in commercial quantities in the 1950s. The lead character is Buki, a happy-go-lucky 8-year-old whose blissful life is abruptly interrupted by major events that will change the course of her destiny. Following a successful premiere event that held on December 11, 2020, Lady Bucket and the Motley Mobsters became Nigeria's first feature-length animated movie to make it to the big screens. You may recall that a similar project titled Shade only made it to press briefings in 2018, but never took off for undisclosed reasons. Animated in 4K resolution at 24 frames per second for cinematic effect, the movie is estimated to have cost over $1 million to produce. And with themes that center around education, family morals, and a fair share of humor, it infuses Nigerianisms with other seemingly foreign elements. Unusual names like Lady Bucket, Slipper Head, Panty Legs, Dusty, and Mops come to mind. On this episode of Built in Africa, we explore how Nigeria's first feature-length animated movie came to life, the brains behind the project, their process, and what all this means for the Nigerian animation industry. The seed for Lady Bucket and the Motley Mobsters was planted in Blessing Amidu's mind a few years ago during a casual family moment.
At that point in time, we're actually watching cartoons. You know, I usually sit down in my kids watching cartoons.
That was Blessing Amidu, mother of four and executive producer of the movie. On this day in question, one of her sons, who was five at the time, walked into her room wearing only his underwear and a pair of slippers in hands. She fondly remembers teasing him for looking like a cartoon character. Her daughter, 12 at the time, had a light bulb moment. And before they knew it, mother and daughter were bouncing off ideas for cartoon characters inspired by the five-year-old.
So we put two and two together and then we started looking at the names. Okay, what should we call this character? What should we call this character? I went to bed, I woke up in the morning and I had some names in my head. And then together with my daughter as well, we started piecing the names together. Panty Legs especially came from one of my boys because of his underwear.
The initial plan was to build an entertainment facility reminiscent of Disneyland. So Blessing founded Hot Ticket Productions, of which she currently serves as the chief executive officer. But Blessing soon realized that she was putting the cart before the horse.
But it came to a point that we decided that what we needed to do was showcase, you know, the characters first on the world international stage.
Borrowing from Disney's playbook, a story with relatable characters needs to be told first before real life experiences can be built around it. Hence began Blessing's quest to produce a homegrown feature-length animated film.
Hi, my name is Emmanuel Paul, and I cover tech policies for TechPoint Africa. Like many Nigerians, the economy and our currency does not fill me with confidence. Well, you don't have to take my word for it. A Google search of the Naira or of Nigerian recession presents a sad narrative. But there's a new trend emerging. Nigeria ranks 8th in the world for crypto adoption and leads the rest of Africa by a wide margin. On January 27, 2021, TechPoint Africa will be hosting the brightest minds in the crypto sector at the maiden edition of the Digital Currency Summit, tagged Building the Money of the Future. It will feature two conferences that will be of interest to either business people or technical geeks. Attendance will be exclusive, so if you're interested in building the money of the future, go grab a ticket now at currency.techpoint.africa.
Blessing's first attempt at producing a full-length animated film was around 2017. It was unsuccessful, but she didn't relent.
When I believe in a thing, I go after it totally. Yes, it wasn't, you know, quite as easy because looking at the finances, looking at the financial part of it, you know, but looking at my kids and knowing what I want to achieve, I knew that this was just a piece of cake.
A major turning point would arrive when Two Figures came on board in 2018. Renowned Nollywood producer Chris Ihedero, who took on a consulting role, and Adebisi Adetayo, who joined as lead animator and director.
The first two teams were also fully Nigerian. The challenge we had with the first two teams was with finances as well as finding, you know, the right set of skill, you know, combination. Those were the first two challenges we had, and then we had to finally put together the third team, which is what we have now.
And who better to lead the technical side of things than Adebisi Adebayo, a seasoned animator with over two decades of industry experience? Adebisi particularly remembers how excited he was to jump on the project.
I've been producing animations for quite some time, not in full scale. But when I saw the script, it was beautiful, sincere. Every part of it, it was something I desired very much to actually bring to life. The storyline is awesome. The storyline is just, it's outstanding. And unlike what we expected of a Nigerian animation to have people, this has very, very, very unique characters. So that was one of the things that actually got me very much interested in the story.
For about half of his time in the industry, Adebisi has run Third Academy of Art and Design. Also known as 3280 Studios, the Lagos-based animation studio doubles as a training center. This explains how he could single-handedly assemble all 38 animators that worked on the project in record time.
And we've not had to seek any external expertise whatsoever. Everything is Nigerian, from scripts to director, cast, crew, animation, technical team, everything, totally.
Oh, and that was blessing again. Of course, you can't have an all-Nigerian production without a notable Nollywood cast, which includes household names like Bimbo Akintola, Patrick Doyle and Kalu Ikeagu. Alongside these veterans are also 12 and 14-year-old Jessica and David Edwards, who voice the main character of Buki and supporting character Tamuno, respectively. However, a project of this magnitude cannot escape the usual challenges faced not only by filmmakers, but also every technical talent, especially in Nigeria. This includes usual suspects like unstable power, which could be any animator's nightmare. You see, depending on the hardware setup, rendering just 1 minute of high-resolution animation could take as much as 6 weeks of uninterrupted processing. The total runtime for Lady Pocket and the Motley Mobsters is around 80 minutes. So how long do you think it would take to render? You do the math. But Adebisi and his team found their way around this using a 2-year-old custom setup, which they were able to scale for the project.
The time that we have, it's very short, the very, 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 very short time compared to other feature films we produce elsewhere in the world. What we did was to enhance what is publicly available to people.
Okay.
That's what we only enhanced it. Being the fact that it was enhanced in-house gave us the privilege to tweak it whenever we wanted to make such tweaks. So we're able to make adjustments on the platform. So we're taking something from off the shelf, now building on what we're taking from off the shelf. So it's not exactly what we'd find in the open market. It's something, let me say, 80% unique to us.
Of course, forces of nature like the coronavirus pandemic are harder to plan for. The outbreak threatened to stall production schedules.
So we've had to work all through the period of the lockdown. Most of the animators have had to spend all their time day in, day out, back to back. And if it had not been for the dedication of the team, we would have gotten to this extent.
Apparently, with funds already sorted out, the technical team was hardly constrained. But beyond that, lead animator Adebisi also acknowledges that everyone on his team went through the proper learning process and displayed a pivotal role. While anticipating how the groundbreaking movie will spur more Nigerian creatives to, you know, go into 3D illustration and animation, RWC advises that free basic tools and resources are available to anyone who wants to learn. But this begs the question, if just about anyone can access animation tools, why is adoption so slow? Why is a Nollywood feature-length animation just gracing the screens in 2020?
One of the greatest reasons why it took this long is that our education system has failed completely. It's a failure. That's why it took this long.
Indeed, there's only so much impact that ADBC's 3280 studios and other pockets of training centers across the nation can make in a nation whose educational system does not cater to the needs of the industry. Not many would have been as fortunate as ADBC to get the proper training abroad.
That line has to be sorted out. If I didn't have a proper education, this would have not been possible.
Nevertheless, Blessing is optimistic that the legacy our movie is about to create will endure. Going forward, there are plans to distribute to video streaming platforms and cinemas in Ghana, Cameroon, and other parts of the world. Beyond distribution, they are also exploring other channels.
So we have a toys facility in mind. We do have merchandising. We have an educational facility as well.
Riding on the exposure that our movie will bring, she looks forward to more success stories in the nation's entertainment industry.
We do appreciate the fact that, you know, Nigeria, you know, has showcased a lot of creativity. When you look at the other shots, you know, that have come out, by shots I mean in animation, this would be like a pace setter when it comes to feature length. We're looking, or rather we're hoping that going forward, because we've been able to do this, every other person would see that yes, it's doable, it's actually possible, you know, to do this in Nigeria, you know, regardless of, you know, the challenges.
Thank you for listening to Beauty in Africa. This script was adapted by Muyiwa Matuluku. Interview by Oluwani Femi Kolawole and additional research by Muyiwa Matuluku. Sound design by Ogeneka Obutu. This is a production of TechPoint Africa. I am Muyiwa Matuluku. Please subscribe, share, and drop a review of this podcast by searching for Beauty in Africa on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcast. You can also email us feedback at hello@beauty.africa. For more stories on startups and innovation in Africa, please visit techpoint.africa.